Welcome to Going Rogue, the podcast for clear-eyed rebels and utopia preppers. I'm here as always with the rogue journalist, Caitlin Johnston. I'm Caitlin's worst half, Tim Foley. Caitlin.
Timothy.
You look so excited.
I'm so excited. You're going to ask me, what have you got for me today?
What do you got for us today, Caitlin?
The real revolution has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Wow. Is that a thing now?
Yeah, we're stepping up. Stepping up the production values.
You are so Broadway.
Thank you.
I love you.
So, yeah.
Okay, so that's how we're introducing the article.
Yeah, in
now.
Other news, I learned how to use GarageBand today.
That's fun. That's really cool.
So the real revolution has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
What do you mean by that? Obviously, the revolution means fighting Donald Trump and or assisting Donald Trump in his revolution against the deep state.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful, the way that they've positioned people against each other? You know, like using this, like, you either love him or hate him. There are only two sides.
But either way, you're looking at this bright, shiny, colorful object right here.
Yeah, orange.
Look at it go. Look at it go. Oh, it's so offensive. Oh, he's so patriotic. Oh, he's good. Oh, he's bad.
Yeah. So if we can all just fixate on the orange object, please, and do not look at the man behind the curtain, then everything will go just fine. So yeah, today's article was interesting because they made the connection between Russiagate and QAnon.
I think they're kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're basically like two kind of conspiracy theories, which are like 10% or so info data and 90% pure desire to believe. It's just faith that please God, impeach him. Or please God, you know, let him bring down, let the indictments roll, let the storm come, the great awakening begin.
Right. And so, meanwhile, he's acting pretty much like Bush and Obama.
Exactly. Well, that's the problem, isn't it? That he's doing exactly what they always do, just the story has changed.
Yeah.
Again. You know, it's not the Hopi Changey story anymore, it's the MAGA story, but basically it's the same thing.
Yeah, and the MAGA go Trump thing seems to be pretty reactionary, pretty reactive to the pre-existing Trump hysteria, and it's kind of like the everyone's just like, no, he's Hitler,
right?
Nazi, and the like the QAnon, the storm really enthusiastic Trump supporters kind of are just pushing back on that with equal energy.
Yeah, and we saw that with Hillary, you know, like no one really gave a shit about Hillary, which is why she lost.
Yeah.
And but then once the election was over, you saw that people, you know, liberals, Democrats and stuff, suddenly found reasons in their heart to reframe Hillary into this, you know, woe-begotten hero that has always fought for us and, like, you know, that no one liked her. And even, you know, in the, like, just no one likes her. There's nothing to like. But
anytime anyone tries to make anything, like, artistic happen about her, like gives an impassioned speech or writes a song or makes a painting or something about her, everyone's just instantly making fun of it. Just, come on.
Yeah, we don't believe it.
Hillary Clinton is the least artistic thing in the history of the universe.
She is no one's muse, right. That is for sure. Like, yeah, she does not inspire at all.
Never has. She's about as inspiring as a Walmart logo.
Right. Yes. You know, and you can kind of, you know, if you really, really want to, you can make something out of that. But mainly, there's just nothing there. Anyway, so, yeah, I think when you... The old saying, what you resist persists, is absolutely true. And you can see that in the way that people, you know, are like, they're so impassioned about Trump right now. You know, and the passion has increased with his decline into regular, everyday, deep state presidential administration, you know.
Right, and you're pointing that out repeatedly has caused the MAGA crowd to get increasingly frustrated with you, and that kind of peaked in the last few days.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think with all of them. I think a lot of them have been watching this decline as well and going, ah, fuck. Right. I mean, because that's the thing. This phrase, hope porn, is going around a lot too, which I really love. Like, the QAnon is hope porn. Right. Russiagate is hope porn. It's like, fuck, you know, please, can we, you know, is there a way out of this? And so you really want it to happen. I've wanted it to happen, of course. Like, I didn't want him to fail.
If either one was 100% true, that would be great. If the source and summit of all corruption in America is Donald Trump and his ties to Putin and the CIA and the FBI and the NSA are these patriotic heroes that are rising up and fighting against him, and they're going to get him any day now, Mueller.
See, I found that less believable than the QAnon thing, you know, less believable than a 4chan, 8chan message board LARP, you know, so funny, isn't it? But like that has been right through mainstream media, and we're expected to believe that
right.
The CIA...
That's really the only difference between them is that Russiagate is something that they'll look straight at the camera on MSNBC and say it's totally legit.
Yeah.
You can't really get away with saying that about QAnon unless you're Sean Hannity.
Right, yeah, right. And I mean, like, there has been really very little mention in the mainstream media of QAnon, which is, as Susie Dawson's pointed out, one of the many reasons to doubt its legitimacy, because if it was actually doing anything,
if there was any threat there, then it would be aggressively shut down by the corporate media propaganda machine.
Right. And, you know, like, even if there was an indication that there was a real whistleblower in the deep state or in the CIA or, you know, high up with Q clearance that was spreading information that was causing them problems, do you think they would let that happen? Like, these guys, six ways from Sunday, they know how to, like, stamp this out.
Do you think that would remain secret? Like, yeah. No, only 4chan knows about this and most of Twitter. Yeah. But not the CIA.
Yeah.
Not the Pentagon. Come on.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's an anonymous board, but really, like, the NSA is, like, how anonymous is it when you have all those tools at your disposal?
Yeah, there would definitely be an attempt to shut it down.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, it's more than likely it's a psyop. More than likely it's a few people.
Could have something, could be directly connected to the Trump campaign, could be a few clicks away, could just be a standard intelligence agency psyop, but it works very nicely to the benefit of the existing power establishment, as does Russiagate.
Yeah, well, it's been fantastic in taking all the energy from the 4chan crowd, which was what, you know, elevated Trump into the presidential. He is the first 4chan president. You know, they're really good at what they do. And, you know, they're great meme makers, and they're really good at, like, the weaponized artistry of looking into, data and coming up with facts and everything. That's a very dangerous unit that just discovered its power. So, of course, they're going to come up with a psyop that will divert that power into a benign, you know, into a strange loop, like, just so that they're chasing their tails. And when you look at the things, I mean, people say, oh, look, it's fantastic. Like, they're researching all this stuff. Are they? Like, they're researching a lot of old stuff.
Yeah,
that
a lot of
we
old,
know right. already, like
which, it's 2016 thing where the powerful people kind of broke the rules a little bit against the other powerful people.
Exactly. So we could put Obama, the Clintons, Loretta Lynch. We could put them all in jail right now, and it would not make a fuck of a difference. Not even a thing, because, like, what are they? the crimes, you know, like that she didn't have the exact right server and who fuck gives a fuck? If they were going after her for her war crimes, that would make a difference, because then we would have precedent and then we could stop this fucking war, like this three triple fronted war that we are staring down the barrel of, that Trump is pushing us towards with every move that he makes, and no one is saying anything about it. Like, if we actually could get them on war crimes, then yes. Fuck yes.
Yeah, but
because
not,
that would change something.
Yeah, but they're not going to go after Obama or Bush or Hillary for war crimes or anything, because then they'd have to go after Trump for it.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't be able to
use complicit in
they
that.
Wouldn't be able to use their puppet to do the evil things anymore.
Right. So they're just they're staring them at, you know, that crimes that they are particularly, you know, they've committed.
Right.
So it's a very partisan thing. So
right. And they have them like staring at these just insignificant, petty little things that you look at the really complicated, and you got to follow it down in the Owen brothers, and then they maybe did something with the uranium that wasn't exactly right, and then you
yeah, and
to
it's
this
all
guy,
these
and
it's, levels of yeah.
It's ultimately, who gives a fuck? We're about to go to war with Russia, assholes.
Yeah, I mean, who actually died with those crimes?
Right.
No one's died with those crimes, but they like we're just about. Like, there's real things that are really happening right now.
Open regime change policy against both Iran and Syria from this administration.
And people will die. Like, yeah. It's not, you know, her fucking closet server didn't kill anyone. Just, can we have some, like, delineations of levels of importance? Like, and also, like, yeah, have a little look at what you're looking at. Like, these are old things. Sure, they're crimes. I get it. And, like, you know, I would love to see Hillary in jail. But it's not going to make any fucking difference at all right now at this stage of the game. And this state, we are in end stages. This is no time to be. We're entering an age of endless globalist war. Mm. And that is benefiting no one. And the anti-interventionist, anti-war guy, champion that we like, that was, you know, carried into the White House on a under a ball of 4chan enthusiasm to do the job, to you know, take it to the globalist cucks, is not doing that job. In fact, he's just falling in line with them. He is just being cucked. Like
actively facilitating it, yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, come on.
Right.
Like, this is not serving you. Anyway, so that's my little rant about that. But what else? It actually got quite philosophical at the end. I got quite philosophical.
Yeah, so it doesn't look like Russiagate or the QAnon thing has any actual, or the resistance or any of that has any actual usefulness as a revolutionary movement. What does?
Well, in a strange way, we're staring at the thing when we look at the Russiagaters and the QAnon crowd and the hope porn and, you know, this desire for it to be right or whatever, you can see people kind of bedding down and letting their cognitive bias lead them, so that they're only ever looking at half the picture, you know. And it's these kind of tribal, the legacies of tribalism and this desire to be right, you know, that we leads us. Just by our noses, like as individual humans, but as a species, that's the thing that has to die. So there is hope in this. If people, you know, like I know that we've all been on this kind of journey with the various conspiracy theories and, the hope that, that someone will come and save us, etc. And, everyone's had to have their kind of quiet moments where they
reassess. I mean, you had that with Bernie, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, exactly. Bernie's exactly the same thing. It's, you know, it became obvious that he was not the guy for the job or whatever, but the hope porn kept going, you know, and there's still people who are really behind Bernie. Like, And he still does good things. It's not like he's totally useless. But
domestic policy is good. It's good that there's still people pushing against the gross stuff that's happening. But he's not sufficiently different from the establishment line to make me think that if he were elected, different things would be happening.
Not much. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's always hard to tell, isn't it? But I think that just personality wise, they've had a little bit harder time getting Trump to be obedient. But I mean, they've worked their magic with his narcissism.
Yeah. there was a little shaky the first couple of months. We weren't sure which way he was going to go. Who knows? Maybe his supporters were right. Maybe he really does have an ace in the hole. But he didn't. He's just another one.
Yeah, well, I think he believes his own hubris. That was always the going to be the issue with him, that if they isolated him, he has no natural wisdom, really, but he did have a lot of good advice or whatever. And on his own, he's pretty much just going to make himself be the big man and the big winner in whatever situation he is in.
Right. I mean, if he would have stuck to the anti-interventionism thing, that would have fucked with so many deep state agendas. Really just thrown, that would have brought the whole thing down, really.
Right. It just needed that
actually,
tool.
If he would have actually done that, you know, it was always an off chance that he would. We never put all our eggs in that basket. But if he would have, that kills everything. The entire system, the entire plutocratic, war profiteering, globalist intelligence agencies, defense agencies, that whole thing is all propped up with this constant military expansionism and this smash and plunder agenda to just basically keep pushing eastward.
Right, yeah.
And grabbing everything in sight.
Yeah, with trade and everything. Mm. So yeah, that could have been the thing. If that was, if he was just to stick to that, then that could have done it. And then domestic policy or whatever would have obviously suffered. Regular Americans would have had a lot better chance of getting their feet underneath them had that energy that's being thrown and used all the time to destabilize not just the world but like people inside the US. Like that war propaganda machine is constantly abusing people psychologically.
Right. Yeah. And yeah. So the war propaganda would have been scaled back, and the obviously all the resources and money and stuff would be going back toward Americans. But also it would just completely fuck with the sociopaths who are actually running things and totally, ruin their whole, all their plans, which could only be good for everyone.
Yeah, their plans aren't good. I mean, I don't know what they are. I just know they're really stupid people and they love
you
really...
You more or less know what they are. More or less, it's just power. It's just get more power.
Right.
And at the expense of any human lives, at the expense of the environment, at the expense of people's minds and what you do to them as you propagandize them into it and manufacture their consent.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can tell where it's going.
Yeah.
Like, you can map it out pretty well. Like, it will just eat up all the resources in the world. And, that the only solution that capitalism has for any environmental problems is basically kill people. And if killing people doesn't work, then, go somewhere else, Mars or something. It's got no wisdom.
People actually say that. Oh man, it looks like some shit's gonna go down. We're either facing ecosystemic catastrophe in the near term, or possibly nuclear holocaust. And then, we'll just go to Mars.
Oh my god!
You'll go to a planet half this size, all the way up, far, far, far away. Takes immense amount of resources to get to. Rebuild everything. When you have a planet that's made for people right here,
yes.
It's just right here. It's so much easier to just not ruin it.
No. We fucking evolved to be here. Like, we're so good at living here because we grew out of here. Like, you know, my God. Ah, I just want to slap people when they talk about Mars. Like, like, what? You want to be... I don't even like being inside all day.
Right. Yeah. And I was talking to some libertarian guy a few years ago, and I was saying, yeah, well, we're going to ruin the ecosystem. He said, ecosystems are obsolete.
Oh, my God. You're joking.
We'll just learn to make our own, and we'll fly out into outer space and make our own ecosystems.
I fucking hate him.
Yeah. You guys, it's right here. How much easier is it to just not be assholes?
Right. What do these people do in their life? Are they the sort of people, like, you know, they're living in a flat and then it gets too dirty and they just move out or something?
Yeah, no, it's like, it's too hard to stop being assholes. It's much easier to make a space program and fly off onto a desert orb where we're trapped on a desert orb with a bunch of assholes.
That's actually one of the thoughts that has flashed through my mind a few times is that you notice the people who are really into this idea are real assholes.
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be lovely if they just went ahead and did it as soon as possible? We should just push them off, like, yeah, do
hey,
that.
You guys, you better go there because we're going to totally ruin this place.
That's
bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye, bon voyage. Don't forget to write.
And then we can get to
okay,
cleaning
let's
up.
Clean this place up. That would be wonderful.
Wouldn't
put
be
them
good.
All on there. Fucking Bill Crystal, Henry Kissinger. Bye.
Yeah. And we'll put all their money on there too. Yeah. Like, just they can take all the money and stuff and then we'll just start again. We'll do it right. By cooperation and goodwill.
Right.
Like, and just get the fucking job done. Oh, Jesus. That's my dream.
Anyway. That would be wonderful.
So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So... what were we talking about? Like,
like what the revolution will actually look like.
Yes. Yeah, so
besides putting all the sociopaths on a spaceship and sending them to Mars.
Do you hope that's a part of it?
That's hope porn, Caitlin.
Yeah, so I think it will become... I really believe in the power of the individual as well as the power of the collective. I do believe that the changes that we make internally... have ramifications in the world. You know, I believe that when you are happier, that the people around you are happier. And when you're more relaxed, the people around you are more relaxed. And that's what we're really going for. We're so fear-soaked by the proto-propaganda and also, you know, the war propaganda or whatever, but even by advertising and religion, etc. We spend our lives in a cortisol-soaked fucking, you know, panic all the time, which means we make very bad decisions and we make bad and selfish decisions all the time. We're living in a kind of, you know, an artificial lack system, which creates this, like, these animals that are always acting like they're running from something. So, which just means that we're bad at thinking, you know, like when you're in a fear state, you're literally the best thing you can be doing is running, because that's what that fear state is for. It's to get you away from a predator, but it's no good at at insight thinking, at creativity or whatever. It's very much reflex and that's it. So there's no room for us as a collective to kind of draw upon inspiration and just and act in a more relaxed and harmonious way with each other and a less reactive and triggered way with each other. So I do think it will come down to just the small changes that individuals make in their own way, you know, in their own meditations and in their own letting go of things, so that they, you know, switch yourself from being like identity driven to being, which is what we're seeing with the tribalism that the propaganda lives off, only really lives off identity. So, you know, you've got to really fiercely believe that you are a Democrat through and through, and, you know, that you will live or die whether or not the Democrats are doing well or not, you know, or whether Trump isn't impeached or not. That's how they can get you to that panic state. So to let go of that kind of tribalist thinking and allow yourself to become more open to other people and to other ideas and stuff would be really great.
Maybe letting a little belief fall away from all the different stories everyone's telling about what's going on.
Yeah, and I think actually, like, letting yourself admit at least to yourself that you've been duped. So propaganda works on the hackability of humans' minds, that we're highly suggestible, hypnotizable beings, and that if you insert the right words at the right time in the right state, then you can be manipulated. That's not our fault. Like, and it's their, the people who have used this knowingly, it's their fault. One day in the future, I hope that what they do is illegal. But actually, my even bigger hope is that they won't be able to get away with it anymore. It won't even be, it'll be pointless to be illegal because, you know, people will be like, you're trying to manipulate me.
Right. Ideally, people will wake up so much to the extent to what narrative is and what manipulation is that it will stand out like a black fly on a white piece of paper.
Yeah. And it will seem funny to people. And the article I said, you know, I don't think revolution's going to start with the sound of a gun. I think it's going to start with the sound of a giggle.
How great would that be if everyone just started laughing at CNN?
Yes.
You guys don't think we're going to believe that, right? The Putin critic who got assassinated and then turned up alive a few hours later.
Right, yeah.
After all of MSN was like, oh, see? Are you guys going to stop pretending that Russia isn't this huge threat now? That got a lot of that. That got a lot of laughter. That was great. That's good medicine.
Yeah, that was really nice, wasn't it? And maybe we're seeing it. That would be really good. Not to, you know, give everyone hope porn, but like, I do feel like, you know, it's starting to, for most people, like the whole parade, the circus that is the news, the pantomime that is the news, at least, is starting to get a skeptical eye and a little bit of, like, mockery. So the Skripal case was perfect.
Right.
Like, how stupid was that? That
how
was just,
mockable was that?
Yeah, yeah. It was a farce. So, yeah, more of that, please. More of that. Like, you know, and so I don't think... I think if this revolution is to really happen, in a few years' time, we'll barely know that it did happen. We'll be just like, we'll just look back and go, wow, we were really crazy.
Yeah, yeah. If we're actually changing our patterns, and people who've done a lot of inner work and healing know this, you look back on it and it doesn't seem like anything happened.
Right.
It seems very insignificant because the it lost all its energy. The energy just went out of it. And now it's just kind of like, I don't remember why that was such a big deal for me. Why was I screaming at that all the time?
Another thing I thought of just as well before we went on air was that a lot of people say, you know, before that they have an ego death, that they will be convinced that they are dying.
Mm.
And could it be that in Western culture, at least, you know, we are getting this sense that we are reaching a dying point, an Armageddon, like an apocalypse.
An inner Armageddon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Are we feeling that inside and like internally, but also as a culture?
Right. Like like you said about our identity attachments to our, like, being a Democrat or being a Republican or whatever and all that stuff. But if that's all about to lose its energy and it feels like this big end times
thing. Yeah, because imagine if you were really identified as a Democrat and then
Democrat being a Democrat wasn't a thing anymore.
Yeah,
it would feel like you just died.
Feel like you died and the world had died and there was no hope for anything because everything you had placed in that idea of being a Democrat was going to lead towards a healthy new world. Your new earth was going to come through the prism of being a Democrat.
And you wrapped up so much ego and identification in that, and then all of a sudden it just fell out from under you. You would necessarily be a large death of the that egoic structure that you have had built for yourself.
Yeah, but you would also think, oh shit, we're all gonna die because the Democrats are not gonna do it.
Right. Right.
They're not gonna do the thing that I thought they were gonna do.
Mm.
So yeah.
But yeah, this could just be us approaching a sort of cognitive event horizon that we don't know what's on the other side of.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, that's where profound. All the stories fall apart. You are so profound.
Yeah, I was talking about you. Okay. Ah, we're a good couple. Caitlin is an entirely reader and listener-supported journalist, so if you want to support her podcast and articles, the best way to do that is via Patreon and PayPal. Links in the description. Follow Caitlin on Steemit, on Medium, or on CaitlinJohnston.com, where you can get on an email mailing list and get a notification whenever she publishes an article. You have been listening to Going Rogue.
Shine on, beautiful people.
Thanks, y'all.
Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? Katie, oh Katie, your words are making them howl. You're trying to spread truth, but they don't want to hear it, and we don't think that's right. Keep talking, Katie. Oh, Katie, who are you pissing off now? Shady, they're so shady. They're lying straight to our face. But maybe, oh, maybe, the truth they'll finally embrace. But the man on the TV says you're batshit crazy, and they paint you as a fool. Fighting Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? We love you, Katie, oh Katie, keep speaking truth to power. We've got your back, so don't cower. Our pretty Aussie flower. Love you, girlfriend.